How about a quick trip down the baptism rabbit hole? What I'd like to direct your thoughts to is an often referenced situation regarding the thief on the cross. As you may know, when Jesus was crucified, there were crucified with him two robbers. And one of the malefactors, or the robbers, that were hanged railed on him, saying, "Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us." But the other answered, and rebuking him, said, "Dost thou not even fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom." And he said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." I have spoken with individuals that say, "I hang my hat on the thief on the cross," reference being that the thief on the cross was not baptized. But Jesus said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Let's pursue that thought process for just a moment. The statement that the thief on the cross was not baptized is an assumption on the part of those who affirm it. It is interesting to note, John came, who baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the country of Judea and all they of Jerusalem. In like manner, when therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Who is to say the robber had not been baptized by John, or even by the disciples of Jesus? So, hanging your hat on the thief on the cross and saying he was baptized is an argument that cannot be proven one way or the other. It is indeed a slippery noose to be hung on. In addition, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Peter said, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto remission of sins." Paul said, "Having been buried with him in baptism, wherein ye were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." And again, Peter, after identifying water as the saving element in the days of Noah, said, "Which also after a true likeness does now save you, even baptism, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the interrogation of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to think about Jesus' discourse with the chief priests and elders when he said unto them, "The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or from men?" And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say, from heaven, he will say unto us, why then did ye not believe him?"